WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 43 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A DPS trooper was shot and killed late yesterday afternoon south of Fairfield, and the suspect was captured less than 5 hours later near Prairie View. According to DPS, 41-year-old trooper Damon Allen was shot during a traffic stop on Interstate 45 in southern Freestone County. The suspect, Dabrett Black, was captured less than 5 hours later following more gunfire where no injuries were reported. The construction of College Station's new HEB shopping center at Welburn Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway, along with the future closure of Kane Road, has city officials pursuing land for new streets. That's according to comments from Mayor Carl Mooney on our show.
We are in the process of acquiring property that will extend General Parkway up so folks will not have to go up to Dowling or all the way down to Rock Prairie Road. That's going to be helpful. It will also be helpful then for those businesses that are already along the old Welburn Road that is parallel to the tracks that would otherwise suffer with just a simple closing of Kane Road.
Replacing Kane Road to cross the railroad tracks to get to Welburn is Deacon, where Mooney says the future includes traffic signals at that intersection. This week's College Station City Council meeting included authorizing $11 million in bond financing for future projects. Finance Director Mary Ellen Leonard answered Councilman Jerome Rectorick's question regarding how bonds will be repaid from the city's new Southeast Park.
Of the $6 million, what is the estimated percentage of general funds and estimated percentage for hot tax funds, if any, that is planned to be spent here?
The $6 million that's on the debt reimbursement resolution is entirely the general fund portion of the Southeast Park. There is no hot fund.
Another $4.3 million will go to other city parks, mostly at Central Park, for repairing the parking lot, pavilion, and restrooms, and installing new lights. And $200,000 will go towards sidewalks, notably along Munson from Harvey to Dominick. The BCS Salvation Army recently received results of a study done by the Bush School at Texas A&M.
The number one need was, where's my next meal going to come from?
Captain Paul Ryerson says the study confirmed the number one service that is done at the local Salvation Army, which are now at record numbers.
In 2016, we served 16,000 people who were just coming in the door saying, I need something to eat. That's 320,000 pounds of food that went out our door.
Ryerson says in each of the last 2 weeks, requests have jumped from more than 80 families to more than 140 families. The captain's comments are from WTAW's weekly interview with representatives of United Way of the Brazos Valley and its partner agencies. The third of four suspects has been arrested for their part in an armed robbery of a College Station drug dealer. 21-year-old Bobby Ray Jones of College Station, according to the arrest report, fired a handgun that grazed the head of the dealer and gave the dealer's roommate a concussion after striking him on the head with the gun. The attack took place the night of June 30th at the Briarwood Apartments on Harvey Road after the dealer told police he could sell the suspects some marijuana but wasn't able to get the drugs from his supplier. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan expects federal lawmakers to be busy for the next 4 weeks. Speaking on our show, Flores says the first 2 weeks of December will be spent by a joint House-Senate committee working out tax reform legislation, then voting on the compromise the third week of December.
I would hope we could do it more quickly than that, but I think, candidly, it's going to take 4 more weeks to get this done.
Flores says it's hard to find a reason to vote no on the proposal at this point in time. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 43 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Join conductor Marcelo Busicki and the Brazos Valley Symphony Brass as they present the joyous sounds of the holiday season on Sunday, December 10th at 5 p.m. at Christ United Methodist Church. This Brazos Valley tradition features organist James Faith, the Sanctuary Choir, and Canticle Ringers of Christ United Methodist Church and the College Station High School Varsity Women's Choir. Tickets are available online at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
This is Jan at Toyotathon. How can I help you?
Hi, Jan. I've been having this unusual feeling all week. It feels like...
Did you say...
What does it mean?
Oh, that's just the feeling you get this time of year during Toyotathon.
That's amazing!
Right? We've got plenty of great vehicles to choose from during Toyotathon and lots of great leases, plus low APR financing.
I'm going to Toyotathon as soon as I can.
Oh, I wouldn't wait. Don't miss out.
Whoa, what was that?
Oh, that's the sound of a missed opportunity.
Hurts my ears.
Sorry. Maybe I should have gone with a slide whistle.
Toyota, let's go places. During Toyotathon, qualified buyers get 0% APR for 60 months plus a $2,000 special edition bonus on a 2017 Tundra Crew Max special edition. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 12/4/17.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:11, and let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Lots of sunshine with us for today. High temperature between 70 and 74 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, cool, and down between 50 and 54. Looks like a beautiful weekend coming up. Sunshine, mid-70s on Saturday. Clear at night, low 50s. Mostly sunny on Sunday, and back up between 70 and 74. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking lots of high school football because that's what's going on right now with a couple of teams in College Station ISD. A&M Consolidated will be taking on Hutto tonight in the area round. Coach Lee Fedora on the Hippos.
I'll tell you, it'll be one of the talented groups that we played. Outstanding. It starts on their offense. Their quarterback has been phenomenal, probably the best quarterback we've faced all year.
And as somebody who's seen him play and beat his respective team, I can tell you that Hutto is the real deal. So that should be a good matchup tonight. We'll also cover the other ones going around the Brazos Valley. College Station will be in action, Brazos Christian and Buffalo. So we'll talk about some of those games, as well as in college football. The Aggies will be taking on LSU tomorrow in Baton Rouge. Hear a little bit from Coach Kevin Sumlin on the Tigers. All that more coming up in sports.
So, did you see the Huppos?
The Huppos.
Did you see the Huppos this year?
Or? Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So now, was it at Hutto or was it here?
It was at Hutto.
Okay.
And the thing about Hutto is they've grown up so fast that they don't have room in their press box for the visiting media.
Yeah.
So if we're going to call a game, which we did earlier this year, we have to do it from the top of the visiting stands.
Oh, wow.
And
oh,
so we were luckily it was September. The weather was amazing.
Yeah.
But we were up at the very tippy top of the stands on the visitor's side, just sitting out in the elements calling the game. But
well, and you're dead on. I mean, they're one of those places that, I mean, I guess they saw it coming, but at the same time, there wasn't a lot they could do. It's been about a year or so since I've been through Hutto, and there was still farmland really pretty close to the interstate.
Oh,
You know, it's really weird. So I guess my question is, did they have a caricature mascot?
No. Oh. You're talking about like on the sideline?
Yeah.
No, I don't recall having seen one. That would have been awesome. That would be kind of hard to do, though, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know. See, that's why I think there's a uniqueness to that. I mean, it's wonderful, Tigers and all that, and Jaguars. But, I mean, it's probably pretty hard to find a mascot hippo suit.
Right, and this is according to Keith Kane, so if I'm lying, then go ahead and blame him.
All right.
He told me that the original, it started out, a circus came to town.
Okay.
And the circus was in Hutto. This was back early 1900s.
Sure.
And the hippo that was with the circus got loose.
Okay.
They lost the hippo, and apparently he made his home in a riverbed near the town, and at night you could hear him bellowing. And so thus
that sounds like a real story to me.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Fine, sure.
That's Keith Kane swears by.
But I will say that little town, they have hippos everywhere.
Well, it's a really cool thing.
It is cool. It is cool.
Now, did they have an inflatable helmet to run through?
Ooh.
Yeah, they did, but I don't think it was a hippo. It wasn't like a big hippo's mouth.
See, wouldn't that be great?
That'd be awesome.
That would be cool.
Hippos are very ferocious.
No, they account for the most deaths in Africa from an animal.
Really?
Yeah, because they flip
kill
boats.
They kill more people than sharks do every year.
Yeah,
I did know that.
Sharks and all things really don't kill that many people.
It would seem that after a while, you just stay the hell away from them.
You would
know
think.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, you got to go on the river.
Yeah.
What part of the problem is that they can sit on the bottom of the river.
Okay.
And whenever, I don't know why, I know so much about hippos, but they can sit on the bottom of the riverbed.
Yeah.
And whenever you're driving over, they pop up and flip.
Okay.
And they're also aggressive. So.
Well, how sad that we have a child game called Hungry Hippos.
Yeah.
You know, where you.
I loved Hungry Hippos.
It's literally eating people.
Right. That's, and you make people think that hippos are friendly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not true.
Did they have a decal on the side of their helmet that was a hippo?
No, it's just an H.
Oh,
for Hutto.
See,
but they've got it. They in front of the school, they've got like a big bronze statue of a hippo.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it's been a while, but I'm pretty sure I played a volleyball game in that gym, and they have a big hippo painted on the gym wall.
Okay. Well, I mean, they embrace it.
Yeah. As time goes on, we made that, but I think that's a tremendous opportunity for them that they got that goal.
Oh yeah.
All right, so here we go. Big box story. I don't know. We may have more people who are actually listening this morning because they're up and out and. Doing that Black Friday thing.
Yeah. I'm surprised. I thought we were going to post up like in the Best Buy parking lot and do the show live.
Well, you know,
there
have been times in the years past that I would actually drive by Wally World coming into work to just see what the parking lot's like. But I mean, they're saying on the Fox News that there are not as many people out. Now that may be in the big city.
Yeah.
And if anybody wants to share here, that's fine. They can do that. They could text us or call us to let us know. But, I mean, it's a little brisk out there.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, 43.
Most people have these things called computers that allow you to take advantage of some of this stuff.
Amazon.
Well, and so many things open. I had a friend at Target last night at 6 p.m.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it starts on Thanksgiving.
And he said that the line was wrapped around the building.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not on Black Friday anymore.
I know.
I mean, they started earlier and earlier.
Because I have a friend who runs a store in the outlets on 290, those stores opened at 6 p.m.
No, you have a friend who does that?
Yeah, she didn't open their store until midnight because she wanted to give her associates as much time as she could on Thanksgiving Day. But the majority of the stores at the outlets opened at 6 p.m.
Zach, you hear how she said associates.
Associates.
Well, that's what their name is.
I know.
So fancy.
Because that's what it says on the door, associates only, right?
Her associates.
So, I'm guessing you never see her during the holidays because she's probably having to.
Yeah,
she's
worked in retail since we graduated from college. Yeah. I actually, believe it or not, I did see her yesterday.
Really?
She has family in town. And so I went and stopped by because usually, she was able to just drive in from Houston for a few hours, see the fam, you know, eat Thanksgiving, and then go back.
Well, you know, so what happens is because there's so many people who can shop online, the brick and mortar suffer a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
One type, maybe not so much, because today in Las Vegas, the marijuana dispensaries are rolling out the deals too.
Oh,
more than
Black
40
Friday
dispensaries.
Specials.
Yeah.
Blackout Friday.
More than 40 of them in Sin City will offer discounts on marijuana flower products, edibles like chocolates and concentrates? Is that dangerous? I mean, marijuana concentrate?
I don't know.
Las Vegas Sun made the report. They said this will be the first Black Friday since legal sale of recreational marijuana began in Nevada. It's a great stocking stuffer.
That's exactly what I want in my stocking.
That's exactly right, said Senator Tick Singerblom.
Oh, what an unfortunate
that's
name.
An amazing name. What are you talking about?
Who helped legalize recreational pot. As long as no kids get into it, is for adults only. Yeah, let's do a stocking stuffer and let the kids rip into that on Christmas morning.
Just add it to the Yule
Gummies,
log.
Yes, chocolate.
Yeah. Right. Then everybody's feeling merry.
Yep, some dispensaries will offer an eighth of an ounce of select flower buds for $35, down from the regular price of $53.
Oh.
One dispensary will offer gift shoppers a 10-pack of Fruit Chew edibles with any purchase, while another will offer a BOGO.
BOGO?
Yeah, buy one, get one. Buy one, get one. That's
it's a deal. Nothing beats a deal.
Man,
that's cool. Okay.
It's gonna be stock up.
Yeah, because there's one more thing you want to be doing in Las Vegas you don't do anyplace else.
Exactly.
And that's go ahead and get you some smoke.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
But heck, if it's a special. Now, and what is
You can't pass up a good sale.
What do their bags look like? I mean, you know, do they have marijuana plants on the outside?
Yeah, little green leaves.
Because you're asking for trouble then.
Or do you keep it, like, more, you know, discreet?
Just
like
generic.
Just brown paper bags?
Yeah, just that's good. We're going to have a great time today.
Shop local first.
When you're shopping for Christmas, remember to shop local first. Our local businesses support all sorts of community projects. They also provide jobs. They pay the taxes that pay for police and fire. And when you're shopping out of town, you're paying for somebody else's parks. The stations of Bryan Broadcasting ask you to look around here first. It's fun, it's fast, and it's where our jobs are.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Subway, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtor, Cherry Rufino Realtors, and Team Ford of Navasota.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want to own the number one selling tractor in Texas? Get a Kubota at WC Tractor. The Kubota L2501 comes with a tough diesel engine and available front loader and backhoe. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a six-year warranty. Come see WC Tractor at one of our four Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Brenham, or Temple, or visit WCTractor.com. Now through December 31st, 2017, only terms and conditions of Kubota standard limited warranty apply. For warranty terms, see Kubota's limited warranty at KubotaUSA.com or authorized Kubota dealers.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:21 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, it's the 24th. It's Black Friday. We need to first go back and do Thanksgiving birthdays because even though Zach had them, we even discussed it.
Yeah.
Said, hey, we forgot to do Thanksgiving birthdays. Hey,
we discussed it at length,
and then we just okay, fine. And I never went back to it. So we ought to at least make a quick run through the Thanksgiving birthdays.
Thanksgiving birthdays. Miley Cyrus turned 25 yesterday.
Oh, man. Right. Nice.
There you go. Yeah.
Actually, not as bad of a song as you think.
No, no. It was actually the video that was the controversy.
Yeah. Yeah. But
Most of that album. Yeah.
Shucking her duds to ride a wrecking ball was a little bit bizarre.
That was kind of my theme yesterday whenever I was heading to the table.
I don't know what that means.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I destroyed some stuff.
All right,
Nicole Snooki Polizzi.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's giving giving graduation speeches at Rutgers University.
Oh, she did.
She's turning 30.
Right.
Talking Dead host Chris Hardwick. He's actually a pretty funny comedian, stand-up guy. He's 46 yesterday. And American Gods, I haven't watched this show. I've seen
previews.
That's
a very strange show.
Is it? It looked weird.
I started it and really couldn't get past the first one.
Yeah.
Me.
Ricky Whittle, who's in it, he's turning 36.
Yeah.
That's all I got for yesterday's birthdays.
Oh, well, no, We got Susan Anspach. You wouldn't know her. She's 75. She's an old actress. Papa John.
Oh yeah,
Papa John Schnatter.
Schnatter.
56 years old, and a guy whose music I really like, Bruce Hornsby.
Oh yeah,
63.
You know his son played at LSU.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he played basketball at LSU.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they would always talk about his dad anytime they played
him. Yeah, though, thanks a lot. Right?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Today is National Leftovers Day. I know you're shocked over that.
Yeah,
that'll happen.
I had some last night.
Oh, did
actually.
You?
Yeah,
wow. Is it leftovers yet? I guess it probably is. All right?
Yeah. I mean, it's leftovers.
Once it's after the main meal.
Yeah, right.
Celebrate your unique talent. I don't know. You might have to ask permission first. Let people know. It's Flossing Day.
Okay.
And it's D.B. Cooper Day.
Oh yeah, D.B. Cooper. Yeah,
this guy was a pretty interesting. To 1971, pretty much the world's first ransom hijacking on an airliner, parachuted out the back door of a 727 over Washington State with $200,000 and has never been seen again.
And he was a survivalist.
Yes.
I mean, he knew how to survive out in the wilderness.
Yep.
So
exactly right. Exactly.
Word is he's still out there.
Could be. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Modern Family Sarah Hyland is turning 27. She's the oldest daughter in the Dunphy clan.
Yeah, Haley. She plays Haley. Real quick, Modern Family, I actually saw Manny in town week.
That's
yes.
Cool. That's cool.
Because he's from Bryan. But saw him out at one of the local businesses.
Great kids. They have come by the station, you know, on more than a few occasions. So
and our fun. And they've come by our tent that we had
before
the game. So, nice guy. Catherine Heigl is turning 39.
Oh, yeah.
Which you hear all the time that she's terrible to work with.
Yeah. Really?
Know. Yeah.
Oh, I guess I hadn't heard that.
A bit of a pill.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah. Chelsea, you and her have stuff in common.
Oh.
Colin Hanks is turning.
You better lock your door.
That was a joke.
Yeah, I know.
It was
a
joke, guys.
Yeah, okay.
Colin Hanks is turning 40,
what has
by
he
the way.
Done? Besides be Tom Hanks' son?
He was in Dexter.
Okay.
He's been, he hasn't been in big roles, but he's been in some solid shows and films.
Okay.
But he's turning 40.
Right.
Star Trek's Denise Crosby is turning 60 today.
Okay.
Dwight Schultz will be 70 years old today.
Who is that guy?
He is the A-Team. I believe he's Face.
Okay.
Hold on, just one sec. I should have looked this up earlier, but I didn't.
I mean,
he's Murdoch.
All right. Okay.
He's Murdoch.
All right.
So he's turning 70 today, and that's all I've got for birthdays for today.
Leah Jenner, whose mother-in-law is Caitlyn Jenner.
Leah. She's married to Brandon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know her dad. I didn't know this. Her dad is Don Felder.
Oh. Okay.
Who was like the guitarist for the Eagles until he was stupid and quit.
Oh. Okay.
All right. On Saturday, it's Small Business Saturday, which is a pretty cool thing.
Local first.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And also, it's Blasé Day, if you just want to be blasé.
Blasé.
All right. Birthdays.
Birthdays for tomorrow. Arrow's Katie Cassidy is turning 31. I don't watch Arrow. I know a lot of people who do. They really love it. Jenna and Barbara Bush are turning 36.
Twitters.
Yeah. Doesn't seem that long ago.
Remember when they weren't 21 and then they were getting in trouble?
Christina Applegate turning 46.
Okay.
Great, really a great actress, and she's done a lot of stuff. Dancing with the Stars, Bruno Tonioli is turning 62 tomorrow.
Oh, my.
He doesn't seem that old. I mean, I guess because he's...
I don't know. Never
spry.
Seen him.
You know how those people in the early 60s, their 60s are, Scott. All old.
Yeah.
John Larroquette. I believe I'm pronouncing that last name right.
He's
turning 70.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of those guys, you don't recognize the name, but you probably recognize him. He's been a ton of stuff.
Yep.
And that's all I got for birthdays for tomorrow.
Oh, you're kidding.
I am not kidding.
Ben Stein?
Oh, yeah.
Bueller?
Dry Eyes.
Okay. Bueller.
Yeah. Joel Kinnaman, he was the RoboCop. Also in a show called The Killing. See that sometimes.
And he was in Longmire.
And he was in Longmire, too? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's in Longmire. I thought you were a big Longmire fan.
No, I'm not. No,
oh, never mind.
I haven't seen him.
Okay.
Amy Grant's 57. Joe Gibbs, we talked about him the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He's 77. And while we're talking about football, Chip Kelly, who may be working someplace soon, be 54 years old on Saturday. And Bernie Kosar is 54.
Oh, yeah.
Played in the NFL.
His daughter, daughter was in the laundry football league.
Yes, matter of fact. And Donovan McNabb, he was a football player, too. He's 41.
Basketball player, too, at Syracuse.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
okay, there you go. And Sunday, we got National Cake Day.
Cake.
International Aura Awareness Day.
Oh, be aware of your aura.
I'm definitely aware.
I guess so. And actually, that will be the anniversary of the very first Thanksgiving holiday back in 1789 on November the 26th.
Okay.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And a happy birthday to The Price is Right that started in 1956.
Wow.
Yes, it's been around
been on
that
forever.
Long. Yep. It has. And birthdays.
Birthdays for Sunday. Speaking of Aura, Rita Ora is turning 27.
Nice. Songs got me feeling like
I'm in love. So that's actually not too bad.
That's
I can kind of dig that.
That's
so
all right.
She's turning 27. Natasha Bedingfield is turning 36.
Okay. Pocket
full of sunshine.
Yep.
So she's turning 36. I believe I'm pronouncing this right. Garcelle Beauvoir. Turning 51. She's an actress.
Okay.
Fleetwood Mac's John McVie. He's turning 72 on Sunday.
Oh yeah.
You know, there was somebody, I'm not going to say who it is, at the station who did not know who Fleetwood Mac was.
What? Okay.
And they were in radio. I mean, they were in music.
They were in the broadcasting end of it.
They were not just your regular run-of-the-mill people.
Okay.
And Tina Turner is turning 78 on Sunday.
Oh, what's love got to do with it? Got to do with it. Tina.
Her story is a really pretty amazing story.
Yeah.
She absolutely was beaten on a regular basis by her husband.
Yeah, Ike.
Yep. And, you know, now she lives in Europe.
Okay.
She's
really?
Like a princess. I mean, she lives in a castle. She has tons of money. By the time she retired, she was almost a billionaire.
Wow.
And then she married this guy who had even more money, and that's all she does. She's very, very... I mean, when you consider where she came from and where she is now is pretty interesting.
Probably that Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Yeah, yep. Anything else?
That's all I got.
Del Jarrett. He'll be 61. And Little Richard.
Oh, Little Richard.
The one and only will be... 79.
Really?
He played here at the Opus Gala. A bit over the top. I mean,
you think so?
I don't think Brian College Station was quite ready for Little Richard's show, but he said, "You can applaud me. I'm a star. I'm a star."
Oh, wow.
After every song, he'd say that. All right, here we go. We're way, well, we're not way behind because we're not really going to do politics. So, anyhow, it's.
Thank goodness.
Well, I mean, really, the day after? Because,
yeah.
Well, all right, 6:30.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So, in Hillary Clinton's pathetically desperate, self-serving new memoir, well, the former Secretary of State reveals just how bitter she is towards all the women who didn't vote during the 2016 election. She writes, quote, "An older woman dragged her adult daughter by the arm to come talk to me and ordered her to apologize for not voting. I wanted to stare her right in the eyes and say, how could you not vote? You abdicated your responsibility as a citizen at the worst possible time, and now you want me to make you feel better? You didn't vote for me?" When asked by Anderson Cooper if she forgives the women who regret not voting for her, Hillary replied, "No." So all the yoga and alternate nostril breathing techniques apparently aren't helping Hillary in terms of her anger management.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list, drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's add save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com, geico.com. All right, I recently gave my home a facelift. I did it the best and simplest way possible. Brand new blinds from Blinds.com. Every single order gets free shipping. And guess what? Their prices, they're unbeatable. Now, let's say you accidentally mismeasure. You pick the wrong color. They will remake your blinds for free. And now through November the 24th, when you go to Blinds.com or call 1-888-4-BLINDS, you'll save up to 45% off everything, plus an additional 5% with the promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Shoppers had splurged more than $1.5 billion online by Thanksgiving evening, while retailers opened their doors early on the eve of Black Friday. At the start of the holiday season, consumer spending rose 16.8% year over year until 5 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday, according to Adobe Analytics, which tracked 80% of online transactions at the top 100 U.S. retailers. A leading European central banker says fake data are as much of a threat to economic and financial stability as fake news is to politics. The ECB board member says there's growing prevalence of poor quality data, which risks fueling economic manias and panics. BMW, which entered the electric vehicle market early, still has a slight edge over competitors when it comes to e-mobility. DZ Bank, which also raised its price target for the stock, says the German carmaker should benefit from new model launches. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 43 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A 22-year-old College Station man out on parole has been arrested three times this month. College Station police responding to a report of a suspicious person Wednesday morning outside a home on Pine Ridge near Lemon Tree Park resulted in the arrest of Tyler Sanchez on charges of giving a fake name and violating his parole from guilty pleas 2 years ago for his part in 27 vehicle burglaries. According to online jail records, Sanchez was arrested by Bryan police November 5th for evading arrest and possession of marijuana, and again the 17th for theft and unlawful possession of a firearm. The online records also indicate it's the 12th time Sanchez has been in jail in the last 5 years. A College Station woman was taken to the hospital Wednesday evening to be checked out for possible internal bleeding and a possible dislocated shoulder. That's after College Station police responded to the Mark Apartments on Harvey on a neighbor's report of a disturbance. After the victim reported she was strangled and struck, 29-year-old Christopher Eugene Jones was arrested for family violence assault. According to online records, this is the 9th time Jones has been in the Brazos County Jail in the last 6 years. A Texas state trooper is dead after he was shot during a Thanksgiving traffic stop in East Texas. The Texas Department of Public Safety says 41-year-old trooper Damon Allen was killed yesterday following a traffic stop on Interstate 45 near Fairfield, about 90 miles south of Dallas. Authorities say Allen was shot with a rifle and died at the scene. The suspect, Dabrett Black, was caught last night near Prairie View. Results of a recent study done by the Bush School at Texas A&M for the BCS Salvation Army showed the number one need is where local residents are going to get their next meal. Army Captain Paul Ryerson says that confirmed their statistics, where 16,000 people were given 320,000 pounds of food last year.
We have hit record numbers of people coming to search for food. Usually we see between 80 to 90 families a week. Well, the last 2 weeks, we've gone over 140 families each week.
Ryerson and his wife have restructured food distribution in the year and a half that they've been here.
We moved it to a different day of the week, and we worked with the local food bank, who's very supportive of our work. And we were able to provide not just the non-perishable goods or canned goods, that sort of thing, but through this reinfrastructure, been able to provide fresh produce and dairy and meat and eggs and milk.
The captain's comments are from WTAW's weekly interview with representatives of United Way of the Brazos Valley and its partner agencies. The city of College Station has an unexpected $200,000 in its street budget. That's after the city council approved at this week's meeting a change order reducing the cost of widening Greens Prairie Trail between Welborn and Reuter Roads. Public Works Director Donald Harmon was asked to give an explanation.
The original contract is based on estimated quantities. At the end of each project, we go in and measure actual installed quantities and then do a true up accounting and a change order to reflect those actual installed units. In this particular case, we had a significant difference because there was an engineering estimate error that accounted for a doubling of some sidewalk costs. So that's why this is so significant.
There was no discussion as to how the additional money will be spent. One of College Station's congested traffic intersections is on the list for future improvements. Mayor Carl Mooney talked about what's to come at Holloman and Harvey Mitchell on our show.
You're not going to be able to make a left coming out of Holloman onto 2818 from either direction.
Right.
All right. Instead, you're going to go down. You'll have as many as four lanes at one point, and you'll be able to come around. There'll be a traffic light. There's a long queue that will be set up. And it's just going to help in both directions up and down the road.
Mooney also said the city is negotiating to buy land to extend General Parkway, which is parallel into the west of Old Welborn Road. Federal tax reform legislation could be sent to the president by the third week of December. That's the timeline shared by Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. Flores expects a 50-member conference committee will negotiate the first 2 weeks of December.
And there'll be 25 from the House, 25 from the Senate. It'll be bipartisan, but of course, we're in the majority on each side. We'll have more on the conference committee than the other side.
At this point in time, Flores says it's hard to find a reason to vote no on the final proposal.
The current tax code is an abomination. So I voted for something that is materially better. I haven't seen anything toxic in either bill. I don't like the Senate bill as much, but still, it's a lot better than the status quo.
Flores expects the conference committee will include 25 members from each chamber. WTAW News Time is 6:39. It's 43 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 70. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, but does it really? Protect yourself from ill advice. CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same-day or next-day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Do apples make a difference? Unmask the whole truth and schedule an appointment today at chistjoseph.org/illadvice.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Howdy, this is Kyle Cassell, your Republican State Representative for House District 12, here to wish you all the timeless treasures that Christmas has to offer you and your family. May you be blessed with the warmth of home, the love of family, peace, and happiness. As we gather with friends and family for Christmas this year, let us be mindful of God's precious gift to us. May your Christmas be filled with His love forever. From the Cassell family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas.
Political ad paid for by Kyle Cassell Campaign.
American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service, now celebrating 9 years in business. Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Come check out our anniversary specials at Tower Point and College Station. Let us clean up your vehicle for the upcoming holidays. You don't want your family to see a dirty car. To thank you, we are slashing our pricing so every car can get dressed up for the holidays. Need an oil change? Get a free car wash. American Lube Centers, our priority is you. Every customer, every vehicle, now 9 years in business.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's 641, and the weather is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Lots of sunshine with us for today. High temperature between 70 and 74 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, cool, and down between 50 and 54. Looks like a beautiful weekend coming up. Sunshine, mid-70s on Saturday. Clear at night, low 50s. Mostly sunny on Sunday, and back up between 70 and 74. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking plenty of high school football because the playoffs are in, and it's the second week of the postseason, actually. College Station will be taking on Georgetown tomorrow afternoon. Here's Coach Steve Huff on the Eagles offense and their quarterback play.
A key to this guy is trying to get some pressure on him. You know, to throw him without pressure, and they do such a good job in the running game also that it opens up the passing game, and they're just strong, very, very balanced.
And we'll hear a little bit more from Coach Huff on the Eagles as they're getting set to square off in that area round playoff game. Also, A&M Consolidated taking on Hutto. We'll hear from Coach Lee Fedora, as well as some other games going on around the Brazos Valley. And, of course, with college football, the Aggies and LSU Tigers are going to be squaring off tomorrow. Should be a good one. In quotes, down in Baton Rouge. Also,
yeah.
The Cowboys continue to be terrible. All that and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, that's what's going on there.
I have earthly idea.
Did they score a touchdown yesterday?
Yes,
did
but they
okay.
Yeah, they scored a touchdown. Then they went for the 2-point conversion and didn't get it.
Well,
and
I saw they had 6 points. I didn't know how. That
yeah, but it's bad.
Yeah, it is. 6:43. We're not going to talk politics because I'll just say. Joe Barton. Do we have to go beyond
Joe
that?
Joe Barton.
You know, Joe was our congressman for a while.
Really?
Yeah, back in first our congressman was a guy named Phil Graham. You may know who he is. This is back like 1985. And the guy who took his place was Joe Barton.
Mm,
so, and
interesting.
Again, he's from Ennis. That just shows you the way they used to draw congressional districts back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Ennis is a long way from here. Anyway, yeah.
Be careful who you send pictures to.
Well, what are you doing taking
pictures? Just don't take pictures, especially if you're how old, 60
something? Yeah, 68, something like that. It just, anyway.
Don't do it.
He's a friend of the radio station and all that stuff, but just, well. So let's move on to pictures that are more interesting.
Okay.
This is, you know, you always hear these things about go to a garage sale or a flea market, and you may find something that's really worthwhile.
Yeah.
So a guy named Frank Abrams, he's a North Carolina attorney. He purchased what's called a tintype, which is a real old photo because it's really printed on a piece of tin.
Okay.
Tin piece of tin. In 2011, he bought this tintype in Asheville, North Carolina. And again, he's an attorney in North Carolina. The photo is believed to be that of Billy the Kid and a couple of other guys, including Pat Garrett.
Oh, really?
Now, Pat Garrett ended up becoming a lawman and shooting and killing Billy the Kid really less than 2 years after this photo was allegedly taken.
Well, was that ever confirmed, though?
No, it wasn't.
They say they don't know who killed Billy the Kid.
Well, after consulting with a retired professor at Arizona State and a guy who's a specialist on Billy the Kid history and various other forensic experts, they're convinced now that these two famous faces are, in fact, in this same photo.
Oh.
And if it went to auction, could be worth $5 million.
Wow.
Whoa.
$5 million. And again, he's doing okay. He's an attorney. He said he's in no hurry to sell it.
But, yeah.
But nonetheless.
How do you feel if you were the one that sold it to him for a nickel?
Exactly. Well, or
$10. Oh, $10.
But still,
okay. Yeah.
But still.
Yeah.
And he said he's had it, again, for about 5 or 6 years. And he had it hanging in a spare bedroom in an Airbnb house he had.
Ooh,
it was
so somebody could have just
wall.
Taken it.
They could have. I mean, they wouldn't have gotten their deposit back, but, you know, that would have worked. Just saying.
Wouldn't have gotten their deposit back.
Well, if you steal a picture off
They don't take too kindly to that.
Now, in Atlanta, a guy needed change for a $100 bill. It was 4:30 in the morning. The only place he could go was a 24-hour drive-through burger joint. So he drove up, asked if they could break a big bill, which seemed like an okay thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, except for the gun that was laying in his lap.
Oh.
That's when the guy noticed the gub there, and he tried to claim that he was a cop. He said, there's a gun there. He said, I know I'm a cop. And yeah, well, that didn't happen. Then he started slurring his words, obviously intoxicated. And then right after stating that he was an officer, he fell asleep.
In the drive-thru.
Police were able to arrest him.
You know, there's an NFL player now that used to play for a school up in Waco who did that. Fell asleep in a Taco Bell drive-thru.
Mm. Is that right?
Yeah, Josh Gordon.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to name names.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to name names.
And there have also been football players at local schools who have gotten into altercations at drive-thru.
Oh, that's true, too.
I mean, if you want to go that far. But so once again, football players, stay away from drive-thrus. Nothing good can happen there. That's our advice for you.
Stay away from drive-thrus.
Go inside.
That's right.
Tax reform? Who knows? Your tax experts at Bottom Line Bookkeeping will have all of the answers to your questions. Don't hesitate to call. We will keep you posted. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, celebrating 35 years of business in the Brazos Valley. Voted best of the Brazos for 13 years.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Let's delve into the imponderables of Texas gardening. We'll address some of the stranger and more difficult issues as we try to figure sensible solutions that will move us forward in our endeavors. I'll be back with details of getting along with nature right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Want to save some money on it? First book, regular price $31.95 plus tax and postage. Second and third books sent to the same address, only $26.95. It makes a wonderful gift. Remember, this book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This book is a quarter century newer. The one reference book that'll cover everything you need. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out of my office, and every book goes out signed, personally inscribed if you wish. Remember, for a limited time, $31.95 for the first book, $26.95 for the second and third. 800-752-GROW. Call 9 to 5 weekdays, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. So we're looking at some of the special problems that gardeners encounter. How about trumpet creeper or bamboo invading your yard? Each of these plants produces aggressive underground stems that will propel them across a piece of property. Because they spread so far and wide, they're resilient to weed killers. They'll grow beneath walks, drives, and even streets. You can at least stop their spread by digging a 24-inch deep trench and installing a root barrier fabric vertically within it. Your nursery or water garden supply house will have what you need. Then you can either hand dig the sprouts that emerge many feet from the mother plant, or if trumpet creeper sprouts are in open territory, you can address them with a broadleafed weed killer spray that you apply directly to the new growth in April or May. Bamboo is a little more challenging. In addition to the root barrier, you'll have to apply one of the glyphosate herbicides, such as the original Roundup. Now, that's just the straight glyphosate. It won't give complete kill, especially at the recommended rate for eliminating Bermuda grass, but some gardeners have been successful using 150% of that amount. The spray will not contaminate the soil, but it will kill any turf or other vegetation onto which it's sprayed. How about your oaks are covered with knotty, gnarly growths and their trunks are riddled with holes? Well, the knots and warts that you see on leaves are insect galls. Sometimes they're on the twigs. There are dozens of types, but the most common are woody oak gall and woolly oak galls of live oaks and the large puffy galls that show up on Schumard red oaks. The good news is that none of these galls is harmful. Even better, there's not anything you can do about them anyway, so find something else to worry about. Plants that are identical when they were planted are now growing and responding differently. I get that question all the time. What's going on? It's really odd that two identical plants won't react the same way. But remember, it's the same with children. They grow up in the same nest and they're not exactly the same. You need to check things that might vary, like the soil preparation, the amount of sun, the water and fertilizer that each of the plants has gotten. A lot of people worry about daffodils and tulips that are already coming up here in the wintertime, and they say, will they produce flowers in the spring? And the answer is yes. They're completely winter hardy. You don't have to worry about the foliage. The first time you have to worry about whether cold weather would injure them would be when they're showing color in their flower buds in February and on into March. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Happy Black Friday, everybody. Round one of the high school football playoffs was kind to the teams from CSISD. Adam Consolidated had no problem with White House, blowing past the Wildcats 35-7. This week, it's on to the area round at offensive powerhouse Hutto. Here's Coach Lee Fedora on the high-flying Hippos.
Yeah, they're a very good football team, and you bring it up. They were young a long time ago. I played against when I was head coach at Rogers when we were Class 2A, and they definitely got the growth. But I'll tell you, it'll be one of the talented groups that we played. Outstanding. It starts on their offense. Their quarterback has been phenomenal, probably the best quarterback we've faced all year, and it's going to put a lot of pressure on our defense. But I can tell you, I'm glad it's their offense and going against our defense, and this is going to be a good test for us because that quarterback, he can throw the ball around. If you give him time, he's going to hurt you, but he gets the ball out quick. But, you know, they can also run the ball when they need to, so we've got to come out and play a great job on defense.
Kickoff between the Tigers and Hippos is tonight at 7:30 at Waller ISD Stadium. Pregame gets underway at 7 over on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Now, it was easy going for College Station in the first round as the Cougars blasted Jacksonville 65-0. With the win, Coach Steve Huff and the guys advanced to take on the Georgetown Eagles.
They've got a couple of really good receivers, one really, really good receiver. And they just do a good job getting the ball to him. They move him around. He does not play one position. He's going to line up in all positions, and I think that's one way where you're able to get the ball. You can't set your secondary to just where he's going to be at on the left side or on the right side. And also they do, a key to this guy is trying to get some pressure on him, you know, with a throw without pressure. And And they do such a good job in the running game also that it opens up the passing game. And they're just strong, very, very balanced.
Things get underway tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at Waco ISD Stadium. Broadcast will be on the Zone 102.7 FM. In some other postseason matchups, Brazos Christian heads to the Woodlands this evening to take on Shiner St. Paul at 7, and Buffalo is in Bullard squaring off with West Rusk at 1 o'clock on Willie 103.5. Of course, all the stations or all the games that Brian Broadcasting covers will also be on RadioAggieland.com. In the college game, the Aggies are gearing up for a big matchup tomorrow as they head to Baton Rouge to take on 18th-ranked LSU. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the Tigers' elite running game.
There's a guy that we know well from really being Leonard Fournette's backup, but had an explosive kick return a couple years ago. Really an explosive runner with great speed and power. Darrell Williams, is a bigger back that they use. They utilize a lot of shift, trade, motion, things like that to get you out-gapped, to get a guy out of a gap.
Now, you heard Coach mention Darius Geis. He ran for a career-high 285 yards and 4 touchdowns against the Aggies last year. Hopefully he doesn't do that again this season. Kickoff is tomorrow night at 6:30. Pregame with Dave and Dave gets underway at 5:30 right here on WTAW. Rivalry week officially kicked off last night as Ole Miss upset number 14 Mississippi State 31-28 in the Egg Bowl. Now today, 12th-ranked TCU hosts Baylor at 11 a.m., the same time that number 2 Miami will visit Pitt and Houston entertains Navy. 15th-ranked UCF entertains 9-1 South Florida at 2:30, and Texas and Texas Tech square off at 7 o'clock in Austin. By the way, it'll also be a 7 o'clock kick for number 25 Virginia Tech and Virginia, and Cal and UCLA wrap up things at 9:30 out in L.A. On the basketball court, the 16th-ranked Aggie men are back at home tonight as they entertain Pepperdine in a matchup at Reed. Tip-off for that one is set for 8 o'clock with broadcast right here on WTAW. And Phillip Rivers threw for 434 yards and 3 touchdowns as the L.A. Chargers beat the fading Dallas Cowboys 28-6 yesterday. Dak Prescott had another bad outing for Dallas, throwing for just 179 yards and 2 interceptions.
We're in a funk or whatever you want to call it, and it's not fun to be in. We've just got to figure out ways to get out of it, as you said, me individually and just this offense collectively. We got to get back to work and continue to do that and just, like I said, figure out what's going on and get out of this.
Dak and the boys have now dropped 3 straight, all 3 by 20 points or more. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take a short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Norman Detract.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Colter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620, WTAW in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. You know, I know there are Aggies who are frustrated about the football situation.
Oh,
but,
yes,
you know, you don't have to look beyond last night's game. I mean, it ain't Ole Miss because we're waiting on that hammer to fall.
Right.
Yeah.
Or it's not this. This wouldn't rise to the level of being in a sports broadcast in Bryan College Station. But Louisville is about to disband basically their athletic booster club, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're going to make it go away. They are dissolving the school's athletic association. Wow. That's like if they did away with the 12th man here.
Well,
okay?
You know, if you hire prostitutes for the players,
I guess so. So there are people who have bigger problems. WDAW.